This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. NASA's Orion capsule successfully returned to Earth Sunday, a good sign for future American moon missions. CPR's Paolo Scholzada.
Hundreds of Lockheed Martin employees and their friends and family packed into a school gymnasium in Highlands Ranch to watch the Orion capsule, which the company built, return to Earth after its 25-day mission. 10-year-old Gabriella Wolfson said the sight made her emotional.
I was very psyched. I was crying a little because I was very excited, but yeah.
The Orion capsule is a key element to NASA's future Artemis moon missions. The next Artemis launch is slated for 2024. Four American astronauts will make the trip and perform a lunar flyby test before returning to Earth. I'm Paolo Scholzada, CPR News.
Gun sales in Colorado have fallen almost every month since spring of last year. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has approved 289,000 background checks through September. That's down 13% over the same period last year. Luke Redford is a manager of the gun room in Lakewood. He says some people who bought during the pandemic craze have sold their guns back to him.
And then there's others that that I've talked to that realized how important it was to them personally that they enjoyed shooting.
Gun purchases are 20% higher than 2019. A holiday TV classic is coming to life in a Denver stage. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the Musical features all the characters from the TV special. The performances come to the Buell Theater for six performances starting Friday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.